This has got my bones. On the path of completing this account, it breaks by a dash. That dash between the dates represents what matters most, Malcolm's life. He's passed on many and varied experiences. We have shared many laughs with Malcolm, and he will tell us of the stories and the etiquette of
the mischief we got up to.
Yeah,
I need someone else. Oh, yes! Yeah.
Each of us have our own memories of Malcolm and conscious what that means, and those that love Malcolm know just how much that little dash is worth. I'd like to hand over to Karen to see who it is.
At Malcolm's funeral, I spoke about how much I hated that he was gone and how much I was missing. In many ways, it does not feel what it is at heart, but in other ways, it seems so much longer. I think of Malcolm every day and then. He was joined with the idea of fixing, drawing, or fitting him in small, and I have to remind myself that he is going on the road. However, time has come ahead, and while I still miss Malcolm very much, I now realize that I can think of him in my time. Obviously, it's so. Malcolm battled his cancer for less than a year after his diagnosis, taking it with remarkable dignity and, from an outsider's perspective, a certain level of peace and acceptance about his faith. Throughout his battle, Malcolm maintained his sense of humour and continued to be thoughtful of those around him. We felt privileged to support him and to spend his final days. We hope that we can all face our own challenges with the same grace and strength that we experience.
This is a normal account with respect to us. There's a few girls in the room and a friend also. Angel and Brian. Is there anyone else that wanted to say anything at all?
You don't have to.
Guys, I just wanted to say a few words. James and I worked with Malcolm. Oh, we started seeing him 25 years ago. And James would have seen him even before me. And we saw him as a fabulous rock diamond in the industry he worked in. And he was all warmth and sincerity in the industry. And I just thought, I just want to say what a star he was. And the friend that he has in Sydney who weren't able to come today talk about how we are Malcolm's children, that we were all bonded from that time. Thank you, Bill.
We do have Malcolm's questions here today. In accordance with the issues post-memorial past has become involved. Malcolm also requested that his ashes be informed and spread here as well. However, we're not giving up tonight.
the ashes of the material of Christ, and they would be destroyed. On behalf of Matthew, the parents of
Stop me with the public speaking, am I?
No. It's been a long time since I've been here. There was a poem that's been selected to say, and
I'd like to call
Marcia, Wayne, Jill, and Whitney, Emily, Daryl, come and say a very good thing.
I only slipped away into the next room, nothing has happened.
Everything remains exactly as it was. I am I, and you are you. The old life that we lived so fondly together is untouched, unchanged. Whatever we were for each other, that we are still. Why we all will remain. Speak of me in the easy way which you always use. Put no difference into your tone, be no poor, poor spirit of the side.
As we always have at the music that we enjoy together, pay a smile, speak of me, pray for me. Let my name be ever the household word that it always was. Let me be quick, yet tempted, yet the grace of the soul.
The happiness is all that it ever means. It is the same as it ever was. There is absolute and unbroken continuity and community. So, what is the best part of it?
Why should I be able to survive the rain? I am not waiting for you to be visible. Some of the reunions are the same.
Only the world, nothing was heard, nothing was lost. One great moment, and all the new day was a great victory. Now we shall not. The trouble of part is to remain good.
Thank you, Emma.
We'll be joining each other for lunch.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go to the hospital.